AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. After hearing from members of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Ketanji Brown Jackson got a chance to speak.
Thank you for convening this hearing and for considering my nomination as Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States.
Jackson says she would defend the Constitution and decide cases without fear or favor if she is confirmed.
My parents taught me that unlike the many barriers that they had to face growing up, my path was clearer, so that if I worked hard and I believed in myself in America, I could do anything or be anything I wanted to be.
Committee Chair Dick Durbin pointed out there are 115 justices in the history of the Supreme Court, and there has not been a single black woman.
You, Judge Jackson, can be the first. It's not easy being the first. Often you have to be the best. In some ways, the bravest.
South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham says he won't be branded a racist for asking tough questions.
When it is about philosophy, when it's somebody of color on our side, it's about we're all racist if we ask hard questions. It's not going to fly with us. We're used to it by now, at least I am. So it's not going to matter a bit to any of us. We're going to ask you what we think. You need to be asked.
Ukraine is saying no to an offer from Russia to surrender in Mariupol in exchange for a safe passage out for residents. The city has been devastated by Russian airstrikes. Roman Skilarov recently got out.
By now, the situation is catastrophic. All, maybe 90% of buildings is totally destroyed.
Mariupol officials say at least 2,300 people have died in the siege, with some buried in mass graves. Fears are growing the number could go far higher. Forecasters say rain is finally in the forecast for parts of Texas hit by wildfires. This is AP News. A young Ukrainian girl who went viral for singing a hit song from the movie Frozen performed in a much different venue. 7-year-old Amelia Anisovich started singing in a bomb shelter in Kyiv. The cell phone video drew worldwide attention. Amelia is now out of Ukraine and is in Poland. She performed her country's anthem live on stage at a charity concert. She wore a traditional Ukrainian embroidered dress and sang in the same clear voice that could be heard in that cell phone video. Amelia is with her grandmother and her brother in Poland, but her parents remain in Kyiv. A source tells the AP the Indianapolis Colts acquired a new quarterback, Matt Ryan, in a trade with the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons will get a third-round draft pick. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.